You're with Cape Talk.
It's 23 minutes past four. Today sees a mass funeral of most of the young people who died in the Enyobeni Tavern in the East London area. A couple have been privately buried, but most were buried after a mass service earlier today. Eyewitness News reporter Ronald Masinda is in East London and was watching the ceremony. Ronald, good afternoon. Talk us through the significant elements of what happened earlier today.
Good afternoon. Well, a very emotionally draining funeral that we attended earlier on, so much so that a few family members actually collapsed and had to be escorted out of that particular marquee. And to give the listeners a sense of just what was said, I mean, when the obituaries were read, the first person of the deceased person, rather, was born in 2008. And many people were so shocked to hear that a person born or person who died so young was at the tavern. But Police Minister Becky Cele, he didn't mince his words. He said that an investigation is underway and that highly skilled people within the South African Police Service will look into the incident that took place last weekend in Enyobeni Tavern. He has also said that they will also investigate several police officers, because what we also understand is that there have been several complaints by residents at Scenery Park about what has been taking place in Enyobeni Tavern, where residents have been complaining that a lot of the kids that used to go there, they would behave in a bad sort of way, and parents are actually, and a lot of people are actually happy that that particular tavern is now closed. But it's certainly not the last time we'll be hearing more with regards to the story as the investigations unfold.
So Ramaphosa was there. There was apparently some politicking between various factions of the ANC in the East London area, some not wanting him to be there. But he was there. And, you know, it would be... Yeah, it's tragic that the government needed this terrible incident to be jolted into action, or potentially into action, because at the moment we only have words, and we hope those words will be followed by actions about tackling the problem of underage drinking and tackling the problem more generally of the abuse of alcohol. What did he have to say?
So just on your point, I mean, a lot of people have been complaining about the government leading up to the funeral, saying that they are very much reactionary, and that they've also highlighted quite a number of taverns that a lot of underage drinkers also go to. But President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered a very emotional eulogy. Just to quote some of his words, he said that 21 young people will be lost in the classrooms at the schools that they attended. So a lot of people felt that as a very touching words by the president. And he said that, you know, South Africa has been robbed of future leaders. And those sentiments were also echoed by the premier of the province, Oscar Mabuyane, saying that they were, as a government, will also do their utmost best to ensure that whoever is responsible for the deaths will be held accountable. At this stage, we can also confirm that the investigations are ongoing. We also heard from a medical practitioner at the funeral asking for patience, saying that, you know, investigations are ongoing, but they have ruled out that the cause of the death could be a stampede. But we are possibly sooner to hearing the outcome of those investigations.
Has any action been taken against the tavern owner? There were underage people on his premises, and surely that is in and of itself an offence. Or would one have to prove first that the underage people were there and drinking for it to become an offence? Because one of the questions is, why has nobody been arrested? You know, maybe the charges will change, whether it's culpable homicide or whether it is, you know, whatever it might be. Has anybody been arrested?
Well, at this stage, we are yet to get any information from the police with regards to arrests. But what we can say at this stage is that the owner will probably be the number one suspect because of the way those pupils or young people died. We also understand perhaps that, there's rumors that carbon monoxide inhalation could have taken place at the premises. And the rumors also arrived that the owner actually wanted to chase out the hundreds, if not thousands, of young, partygoers during that time when they died. We also heard the laws that were broken. I mean, the first person that died just after 2 o'clock. That was the first person that died, and the last person died at that venue just after 4. So that's the information that we're also getting. We also understand that there's around 12 survivors. So I'm sure there'll be probing questions to them as well as to what they know. But what we also know is that the liquor authorities could also be held accountable, because questions have been raised as to how Engabeni Tavern received a license in the first place. I mean, what we do understand is that it was an RTP house that was converted into a double story, and that since the lockdown, the hard lockdowns, it was open and many people used to go there, young people used to party there. But now we possibly sooner to hearing as to what the outcomes are of the investigations.
Ronald Masinda of Eyewitness News, thank you very much.